Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hey, cattle producers. The week of July 29th is Video Royale number 27 for Superior Livestock. They'll be selling on Monday from Fort Worth starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 29th. Then Wednesday through Friday, July 31st to the 2nd of August, will be broadcast live from Winnemucca, Nevada. 177,000 head of cattle will be offered on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Well, the USDA reports up to this point haven't really provided a lot of clarity in terms of acres and also yield for the corn and bean crops this year. This year has been one of the strangest years in terms of the delayed planting. So in front of that August 12th report, which will be the next update, we're trying to drive around the entire Midwest up through southern Missouri and Illinois, up Indiana and Wisconsin, and then back down through Iowa. To try to cover a large area of the corn and bean belt and just see what's out here for ourselves and with our own eyes. At this point, we've gone through southern Missouri and working through Illinois now. It looks like there's still a lot of really good corn and really good beans. Now, there's some areas that are really bad, but it doesn't look all that significant, and what has been planted has actually been benefited by the additional rain. It hadn't been really hot this year. They're getting timely rainfall with good subsoil moisture going into it. The USDA currently projects 166 bushels, about 48.5 bushels for the soybeans. A lot of people were expecting it to be quite a bit lower than that, and it may end up being a little bit lower. But for the most part, the corn and beans actually look okay, other than river bottoms and streams. There's some pretty major issues there. There's one area that it looks like somewhere around 28,000 acres along the Mississippi River bottom have been impacted because it was under 10 to 15 feet of water at one point. And the crops are growing good now, but they are delayed. And then the next point we'll look at is at what point will that early frost become a major factor? The frost here in the southern half of Missouri and Illinois is about October 15th. They usually have their crops harvested. Well, that's not going to happen this year. So they're still not out of the woods yet, but as of right now, the crops don't actually look that bad.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
Well, it looks like the acre number, the 91.7 million acre the USDA projected, is probably going to be higher than what's actually out there. They did that with good, you know, in their eyes, good faith and good data, but that data seems that it may be a little bit misleading because the data came from a time when about 15 million acres weren't planted yet. So there is going to be some, I feel like, lower acre number. And then also the prevented planting is estimated 6 to 8 million acres for corn. So there's the chance that that's going to come down. The yield has already come down 10 bushels per acre. It may come down a little bit more, but it looks like 13 billion bushel crop versus 14.5 billion is estimated would be more realistic. We use about 14.5 billion bushels a year, and if we produce 13 or 13.5, we would cut into that ending stocks. But coming into this year, we have about 2.5 billion ending stocks. So we're not necessarily running out, but I could definitely see some rationing, at least steady prices, maybe even a little bit higher if it's worse than I'm thinking.